Hello and welcome to another episode of the Barely Coherent Podcast. I'm here with Bob in Brooklyn once again. Say hello, Bob.
Hello.
We are now tasting a Yeti beer from the Great Divide Brewing Company. And I want to explain that the main reason we chose this in the supermarket is that it began with Y. And of all the beers that we have officially tasted that are on the blog and whatnot, there is none that begins with the letter Y. So we thought it was important to have a Y beer, and why not this one? So
indeed, Bob, why not?
Bob's going to open it up.
I am indeed.
You have to read that label because I think it's something very kind of common.
It's the Yeti Untamed Imperial Stout. It says untamed and imposing from, as you said, the Great Divide Brewing Company out of Denver, Colorado. So let's pour this in. Oh my word.
Dark. That is thick. I think I'm going to need a knife and stick it in the bottle and kind of scrape it out. It's like ketchup, you know? It doesn't actually come out yet.
Would it help
if I hit the bottom of the bottle?
The days before craft brewing in the United States, I would try to find nice beers. And I remember once getting a nice dark stout and having that in the presence of my brother, who was somewhat of a beer neophyte and remains one. Beer King Ramister, I say. And I remember him saying, my God, that's oil that you're pouring in there. And this actually
it's like come out of the oil pan. Of
almost like pour, yeah, like used. Look at this.
That is amazing. That's a lovely chocolatey brown head.
Smell that. Wow.
Yep, that does what it says. That is deep and rich and dark. Lots of coffee notes, dark chocolate, really bitter. That's just fantastic.
Wow, the nice thick head on that. It says here that it's supposed to have a toffee hint as well, and I actually think it certainly does. It's a burnt toffee.
Absolutely.
But not too much.
Very much.
It's very subtle. The percentage on this, if I can find it, I would say 9.5%. Well then.
That'll work.
Nothing like a Labor Day.
That's right, it's Labor Day, isn't it?
It is.
It's a bit of work, you see.
It's a bit of work, indeed.
But it does also say that it is apparently an onslaught of the senses.
And it sounded nice when I poured it, didn't it? So.
That's excellent. That's one of the best ones we've had.
Yeah, I would have to say. I think, if I recall, this is probably the first one I've had from the Great Divide Brewing Company. I know they're highly rated, but this would be the first one that I've had here in the U.S. and definitely the first one that you and I have had together. It's also got a very attractive label. I like it in its simplicity. So aesthetically, it's very pleasing.
To why Yeti? What's the connection?
That I don't know. Yeti's like stouts, I think. They're like strong stouts.
Is that right?
No.
I mean,
it's a lot to live out there in the freezing cold.
What's
the
difference between a Bigfoot and a Yeti?
I think we try to keep these podcasts to no more than 5 minutes. I don't want to have to spend all evening discussing this with you. But if this is what Yetis drink regularly, then
no wonder it's so hard to find. Well, I think that might be it. That may all be all we have time for. Thank you very much for listening to this Beer the Coherent podcast. Bob has been...
Bob.
And I've been Andrew, and we've been drinking a Yeti Imperial Stout from the Great Divide Brewing Company.
In Denver, Colorado. And it comes highly recommended, I would say.
It does indeed. Thank you for listening.
No, you have to try this beer. This is astonishing.
It's very nice. It's really good.